Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Freedom from Addiction segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? I just really am in a different mode. Again, a weekend. I did a ton of interviews, but yet, ultimately, at the end of the day, we are in a different time. I reflect on the amazing programs I produced this week, and I'm still like, I'm business as usual, but everyone in the world really aren't conducting their business as usual. How are you, Wynn?
Yeah. Well, Neil, that's exactly right. Let me say to my listeners, it's a pleasure to have you listening to the show today. It's my sincerest desire for you to get something from it that will make your life safer, richer, and fuller. And as you know, I'm Reverend Wynn Henderson, an ordained Christian minister and a medical doctor. So I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. Now, my show, Freedom from Addiction, Share Your Mission, is the longest running, single hosted, and produced radio internet talk show in the country. It's been continuously running for the last 20 years. I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in its 30-plus different forms and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life and then acting on it. So let's get into the content of the show, Neil, and you want to...
We're absolutely, yeah. So that's, again, how are you dealing with this? My mom, my mother-in-law, they are all distancing themselves from younger people. Our kids, their kids. It's really, really hard for everyone to be sheltered, especially the elderly. And other people are in their homes much more than they usually are. How are you dealing with this?
Well, I'm suffering from the same anxiety-type symptoms, perhaps not as bad as some of you that's listening today, but it's almost impossible not to be anxious in this situation. And whether it be not having enough food to eat, not enough income coming in, whether you will be exposed and subsequently get the disease, how to manage your children and other family members and other problems, they all come together to create anxiety. And Neil, I think that the next best thing to do is to tell people what are the symptoms of anxiety okay. that you may be feeling. And so I'm going to run over those. And if you've got only one of them, not too bad. If you've got all of them, you really need to know what's coming next, which is for me to give you a treatment plan. So here are the symptoms of anxiety. You may worry all the time. You may feel tense, tired, and restless. You may sweat, shake, or have trouble sleeping. You may have a strong fear of everyday social situations. You have trouble talking to people you don't know. You may be afraid to leave the house. You may have panic attacks. And these are sudden, overwhelming fear. Your heart pounds or races. You may wonder if you're dying or going crazy. You may have trouble breathing and think you're having a heart attack. You may have troubling thoughts, memories, or nightmares about something bad that happened to you earlier in your life. You may have thoughts that you can't get out of your head. You don't know why you have these thoughts. Sometimes these thoughts make you feel the need to do certain things over and over and over again just to feel okay. You may sweat, and you may tremble, shake. You've got muscle tension in your neck and head. You may choke or have a feeling of tightness in your throat. You may have dry mouth, tingling, numbness in your hands and feet, chest pressure, or chest pain, abdominal pain, pounding heart, racing pulse, shortness of breath, nausea, extreme fear of losing control, doing something embarrassing, going crazy or dying. These are the things that if you have anxiety, you may be feeling. So if you have anxiety as it relates to the coronavirus. I'm going to tell you now how you can get rid of some of that anxiety. One of my last podcasts, and I suggest you go over there to hear the full version, was with Catherine Kerrigan. And she has a book called The Little Book of Breathwork. And she told how her book tells you 10 principles of enlightened breathing, learning 8 specific breathing exercises, which is 8 minutes to inner peace. And she tells about 16 different mudras and affirmations to uplift your mind. Catherine said it is so empowering to know you always have your breath and you can alter the state of your mind naturally without medication through breathing exercises, 8 minutes worth. Your breath is your power whether you realize it or not. You derive all your personal power from your breath and you can learn how to achieve the highest states of personal enlightenment, literally relaxing your mind through your breathing. And Catherine has been doing yoga and these breath exercises for over 25 years, and she's an expert. She said, as you breathe, you release what ails you. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to remember the story. All you really have to do is give yourself permission to breathe into the possibility that your soul knows when and how to release the trauma that you're facing for the highest good. Your breath can take you to a place where you feel so happy, so at one with all that is, that all naturally is given, forgiven to you. Pain and suffering simply fall away, and you experience an inner knowledge that everything that has ever happened to you, including what's happening to you now, is in order. Your breath is the cheapest, easiest, most accessible power tool you have to your disposal to increase your life force. And as you learn to regulate your breathing, you can calm your mind when you're feeling too hyper to work, turn up your physical energy level when you feel exhausted. Now, disturbances in your breathing patterns, which she talks about in her book, may lead to anxiety, which we are getting now from the coronavirus, depression, insomnia, sleep apnea, high blood pressure, and many other conditions. So if you suffer from anxiety, and you know you are, if you have those things that I just told you about, you should practice the 8-minute exercises twice a day, preferably first thing in the morning and before going to bed. Also, you can turn on to one or all of the exercise any time during the day that you feel anxious. Breathing with full awareness, even for just a few minutes, a couple of times a day, can radically shift your capacity for handling the stress in your life. So, how do you find out how to do this? Like I said, she has a little book of breath work, and she's going to give you a copy free. And you're going to go to her website. If you got a pencil or paper or pen, go to CatherineKerrigan.com or UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. And when you get to her website, there will be a link to getting the free book. Now, this drives you into Amazon, and you're going to ask for it. Now, they're going to provide it free on one of their platforms. But if you don't have what's necessary to be able to accept it on their platform, then email her. Catherine at CatherineKerrigan.com, I believe, would be the easiest way, and ask her to send it to you directly. You'll have to give her a email address to send it to and tell her what your name is and ask for it. And if you have trouble going through the system, then you can get it this way. Now, this book is going to teach you 8 specific breathing exercises that you can do in a minute each. And so if you're having trouble with anxiety relating to the corona crisis, and you don't want to pay for medicine, you don't want to pay for a psychologist, you don't want to leave your home, you can get it all done using what I've just told you. And I believe that that will take care of 50% or more of your anxiety as you're trying to wait this thing out. So, Neil, did I explain it good enough?
Oh, absolutely. No, you definitely explained it very well. And it's something that, you know, people that suffer from it can utilize as a strategy, all these strategies to go through when they're going through all this anxiety and depression and everything that they're dealing with the coronavirus. I think a lot of people still have not thinking business will be as usual in 2 weeks. I hope that somehow a miracle happens, or they decide, well, we know exactly the testing format and we have been able to stop seeing as many cases. But my concern is, because we had no tests, that's not going to matter. But people are going to have to wait and see what they're going to do. And ultimately, it'd be interesting to look at purchases everyone is making when during this time, meaning online, and that has that hurt the economy or not hurt the economy. All these things are just out there, but these resources are fantastic.
Well, Neil, you know, Italy is about a month ahead of us. And yesterday, I believe their death rate was 400 to 500 people. And if that many people are dying around you every day, you're going to be worried and anxious. And even though it hasn't hit yet, just a little bit, you know, we might be in Italy's situation in 2 weeks. So we're trying to give you a method, a plan, that you don't have to worry about how long is it going to last, and give you something that can calm you down. And so don't forget to subscribe to my podcast so that you don't miss anything. The link to this podcast is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn, and you spell Libsyn, LIBSYN.com. And so if you get on my Libsyn podcast, you'll be able to keep up with it. And also, I'm doing YouTube videos. And once you get to YouTube, search for Wynn Henderson, M.D., or Rev. Wynn Henderson, M.D., and catch the YouTube videos.
All right. Well, next week, hopefully we have some more news, but I know you'll have another great topic to discuss. I appreciate you coming by.
Okay. Thanks for talking this morning, Neil.
All right. You're listening to the Freedom From Addiction segment here on The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.